him on her shoulders and bring him to the cheder where he licks the honey off the letters of the aleph beis. And with tears they pray to heaven for their precious little gem. May the Torah always be the sweet v'harevan Hashem.
But as the boy grows older and Gemara leads his day, that passion for his Torah learning slowly fades away. For he struggles with each sugya and he tires from despair. If Gemara is so challenging, does it even pay to care?
The Harev Nashem, make it sweet for us again, like the honey that we tasted years before. Because each word is ours to own, till we feel it in our bones, and we'll want to keep on learning more and more.
So your Torah will forever pierce the heart. Be with Zion.
When his Rebbe says Chazara is the key to help you grow, to gain clarity and cheshek, you must constantly review. And you love to learn Gemara when the words speak back to you.
With Chazara of his learning, his spirit is revived, as the words of Torah penetrate and slowly come alive. His excitement is rekindled, and he's steiging with his peers. He can finally feel that passion that was lost for all those years.
Oy v'harev no Hashem, make it sweet for us again, like the honey that tasted years before. Because each word is ours to own, until we feel it in our bones, and we'll want to keep on learning more and more.
So you turn your own way.
Of Torah fill the air.
Can you imagine that we'd ever come this far?
And the nachas that we'll see might have never come to be
if we didn't know how capable we are.
Make it sweet for us again, like the honey that we tasted years before. Because each word is ours to own, until we feel it in our bones, and we'll want. Oy v'harev na Hashem, I can sit and learn as hours pass me by.
And my Gemara now worn out, I could never be without.
For I finally feel that sweetness from on high.